Learning Masech Nesiyum Daf Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara says in the middle of the Amid, Amar Chavam Rav Yudah Mekarei Big De Kuhuna Loika. Someone who rips Big De Kuhuna, that's Malkish Nema Loya Karei. It says by the middle Loya Karei, the Gemara Sakasha, maybe it means to make the Safa very strong that it shouldn't rip. Shela Yikarei. There's a mix of Shela Yikarei. It says Loya Karei, Vaisais is alive against ripping the Big De Kuhuna. So the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Peches, says, Hizrona Mikroya Pime Il Kayin Gadol. It's interesting. He doesn't say Big Dekuna. He says, from ripping the Mi'il, and he says specifically the Pia Mi'il. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Akdama to the Sefer Yad, and in the Akdama to Hilchas Klei Mikdash, he just writes, Shaloi Lekroya HaMi'il. There he doesn't write the Pia Mi'il, he says the Mi'il, and he just says, but he doesn't say the other Big Dekuna. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei Mikdash Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says Hakareya Pil Meil Leika Shem Alei Kareya. So this is Piyam Il. Hakareya Piyam Il Leika Shem Alei Kareya. Vehu Adin Lachol Big De Kuna Shakareya Oisam Derech Hashchasa Leika. Now Agamar says the Makareya Big De Kuna, but the Rambam says Hakareya Pil Meil Leika. Hu Adin Lachol Big De Kuna Shakareya Oisam Derech Hashchasa Leika. If you rip them in an oifen of destruction, derech hashchas, in a way of destruction, like a. So the Mishnah Melech brings some a sefer called the Karmen Chagiga, Svay Degayin, Simon Samaches. It says like this. It says that the Rambam is mashma that there's a chilub to Me'il and other big dekuna. By Me'il there's a kri even not by derech hashchas. And he got Malchus even not by derech hashchas. And by the other big dekuna, it's dafka derech hashchas. So according to the Karmen Chagiga, it's good. Why the Rambam wrote the Me'il in the other places? Shal is why does he write something as Pia Me'il and sometimes he writes just the Me'il? Maybe Lav Dafki, need the Pil and Pia Me'il. But the Pshat is the Pia Me'il has a Lav to rip it, even not for Derech Hashchasa. And other big Dekunas, only Isser, the only Lav to rip it is Derech Hashchasa. But the Mishnah Malach writes, Uladi less than Lahani Mili. He doesn't agree. Machari, he holds that even the Mili need Derech Hashchasa. Shas, where did the Rambam get its derech hashchas? Because the Mishnah brings him a car. First he writes, it's pashat. It's pashat. Ripping it means to destroy it. But then he says, and learned that from Perek Aleph, Ilchus Beis HaBechira, by Neitetz, Evan Achas Mimizbech. That there it says, to take away a stone from the Mizbech, and that's only us a derech hashchas. So Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kof Aleph, the Mitzvah of Lo Yikareya, says, you don't really have a klarer ayah from Neitis and Mizbeach. Because there, what's the issue? The Pasuk says, Kis Mizbechaisim Titeitsun, Vesmet Sevisam Shabeirim, Es Hashayev Techreisun, and it says, Laisasun Kein Lashem Elekechem. The Gemara learns that from there, that whatever I'm telling you, do of a desert is alive if you do it to a Dover Hekdish, to Mizbeach. So there, the lav is to go destroy. So if you know it's not derech hashchas, you're not even alive. Here it says lo yikareya. Here it says lo yikareya. We don't know exactly why. Is lo yikareya mean not to destroy it? Then maybe stamen shouldn't rip it. If for any reason, we don't know. But he says, I guess, that the Rambam held in Svarim, it can't be the Torah was answering, if you're trying to be misaken, to rip it, stamen the Rambam had him a cart. It's also a little bit shver, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, that everything is asur, only derech hashchas. Why the Rambam write Me'il in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Akdama to the Mitzvahs? Why don't you say Big Dekuna? I guess you have to say that he wasn't Nachas Simafarishit. The Pasuk says Mil, and the Dinim applied to Big Dekuna as well, but he didn't get to it. Now it is a bit shver, the Karma Chagiga is a bit shver. What's the Pshat? One Pasuk, Lo Yikareya. Why would you say the Pasuk by the Me'il applies even at derech hashchasa, and you also have a din by other big dekuna derech hashchasa. Which day does azach? So Karma Chagiga actually is marich about this nekuda. I won't go into it. It's against the riches. The shail is bechlal. Has lo yikareya mean the etzim gemara's idea that since it doesn't say shalo yikareya must be alive, you find other psukim which not mashma that way, but it goes into it by riches. But Bika, I want to discuss one thing, what his raya was. His raya, and Mishnah Melech brings it, is from the Rambam, Periches, Helchus Ma'isek Abanas Din Chaf. And there, the Rambam is really quoting the Gemara. The Gemara is in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Hei, and it says like this, is the din that when Dam Chathas is neat as on a beged, when Dam Chathas sprays on a beged, there's a halacha after Mechabes the beged specifically in the Azara. It's says in the pasuk, "Asher yazim idam al abeget acham b'semakum kaidish." No matter chatas, if any dam gets sprayed from the chatas on a garment, the halacha is you have to wash the garment in the azara. Any garment that gets blood of a chatas on has to be washed in the azara. So the Rambam says, what if the garment becomes tamei? You're not allowed to bring it into the azara when it's tamei. So you have to rip the garment, and ripping it makes it tzar, because it's not a garment anymore, it doesn't have a kli, it's like shuris kli, and then you can bring it in and wash it. And then the Rambam says like this, me'il, shenitas of dam chadis of yatsav nimma b'chutz, if the me'il, some of the dam sprayed on it, and it became tamei, it went out of the azara, and became tamei in the chutz, so what do you do? Ketsud oisav, rekari oisav leika, k'meshe b'yanu. Already explained in Hilchos Klei Mikdash that if you rip the mill, you get malchus. So what do you do with it? So mechnisay pachas megimel atzvay sechisa bimifnim. If you don't bring the begin and you bring less than three atzvay of the begin to the zara, that's mutter to do, and that's how you do it. And you wash out the less than three atzvay at a time. It's a gemara in Zvachim, daf tzadik. So why did the gemara says mil? Why did the gemara say mil? Why did the Rambam say mil? Why did other big dekuna? So it must be because other big dekuna you're allowed to rip because it's not called derech hashchasa. You're doing it because in the midst of kibbutz. That's not called derech hashkasa. You're not just trying to destroy the baggage. You need to do it out in the midst of kibbutz. So by other begadim, it's mutter. Just by the me'il, it's aser. Because by the me'il, it's even not by derech hashkasa, it's aser. Now it's interesting about the Mishnah Lamelech, because the Mishnah Lamelech here in Klei Mikdash brings the Karba Chagiga, and he said, Ulididi, Lenichalaya Purusha. I don't agree with it. Here in Hilchas Maaseh Karbanis, where he brings his din, he brings the Karba Chagiga, and he doesn't comment. It's interesting. But the advice on the Rambam there says that it's not only mil, it's all big dekuna, that if you carry some derech hashchasi, you get malchus. So you see from the advice two things. First of all, that it's not only mil, it's other big dekuna, and second of all, this is called derech hashchasa. So that's the machlokes here. The advice and the Mishnah Lamelech on Kli Mikdash, the Chayyim holds this way, holds that the ripping the Beged in order to bring it into the Azara is called Derech Hashchasa, and then it will be also by all begadim, and you have to say Mil is Lav Dafka. Mashenkein, the Karmach Ha'iga, says no, Mil is Dafka, and it must be that ripping the Beged is not called Derech Hashchasa, and that Derech Hashchasa is a Tanayim by other big Dekuna, but it's not a Tanayim by the Mil. So the Maisa, the Milchus Chena talks about it in Mitzvah Kafal, if he says he thinks it is called Derech Hashchasa, he thinks it would be called Derech Hashchasa. Because Lamaisa, you are trying to destroy the Beged. If the point of ripping it is because you want to help the Beged in some way, or there's no intention of destroying the Beged Bechlal, so that's not Derech Hashchasa. But if the point of ripping the Beged is in order to bring it into Nazara, well, in order to bring it to Nazara, you have to make it Ice Beged. You have to make it that it shouldn't be a Beged anymore. So that would be called Derech Hashchasa. That's what their advice holds. So Melchus Chinuch brings a raya that even if you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's also good derech hashkasa. It's not only because you want to destroy big dekuna. Even if you have to, you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's also good derech hashkasa. What's the raya? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, has around the Amar there that an ear, if a city has one mezuzah in it, then it doesn't become an ear nidachas. If you have an ear nidachas, most of the people did have a desire. So the din is that you have to kill all the if they have a desire and destroy all the properties. Kol shalol atikh mesutekh, chayv shrafte beish. We have to burn everything in the city. So the Gemara has a Tanya which holds that has even one mezuzah, you don't do it. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn the mezuzah. You'll be over on the sasin kein la'ashem alekecha. And therefore, since you can't bring all the shalalah there, so you don't do it at all. Now there, the Rambam says mefurish hilchos yisaydei atari perek vav alacha aleph that the isra mechikas Hashem is only when you're doing it derech hashkasa. So you see clearly that even though you're not doing it because you want to destroy Hashem's name, you're doing it because of the mitzvah of Ir Nidachas, that's also called Derech Hashkasa. So here also, even though you have to rip this Beged in order to bring it into the Azara, but since L'maisa, you're doing it to destroy the Beged, that would be called Derech Hashkasa. That's the Minchas Kinnik's Raya. I saw the Minchas Avraham, a Geshmak Achilik though, in order to help out the Karma Chagiga. The Karma Chagiga holds it, it's not called Derech Hashkasa. So what does it do to the Minchas Kinnik's Raya? So he said a shtickle, he said it from his friend, Reb Shimon Geffen, that by irini dachas, the mitzvah is to destroy it. It doesn't matter that you're doing it because it's a mitzvah, but what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to destroy it. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to destroy everything in the irini dachas. So mela, since the mitzvah is to destroy it, so that's called derech hashkasa. Now, shenke by kibbutz, the pshat, I don't really want to destroy it. I just want to be able to bring it into the Azara to Mekayim a mitzvah with it. And Mimela, I have to rip it, and Mimela will become my Zbeged. But that's not cool. My intent is not to destroy it. I don't want it destroyed. Here, I want it destroyed. Why do I want it destroyed? Because the mitzvah is destroyed. But I want it destroyed. That could be called Derech Hashkasa. Now, Shaken here, even though the point is to make it Zbeged, but if without the Rai you tell me it's not called Derech Hashkasa because I don't want it destroyed, I just want to bring it to the Azara. So you can make a chilek, even though the pshat is there, I'm only doing it for a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to destroy it. So it's called, I want it destroyed. I want it destroyed because the mitzvah is to destroy it. Mashenkin here, the mitzvah isn't to destroy it. The mitzvah is to bring it to the Azara. This is a tanai and bring it to the Azara. Maybe that won't be called Derech Hashkasa. Now, God, it's another shtickle. See, we're learning in the Rambam, we have the Kar Mechagigas Mahalach, that an ill is also even when it's not Derech Hashkasa. And the other begadim are only asa when it's derech hashkasa. And we have the mahalach of the Mishnah Lamelech that the Minchas Chinuch agrees to, that everything is only asa when it's derech hashkasa. The Radvaz holds that way. And derech hashkasa means the kavana is to destroy it. And they're both a little bit shver, because if you say that everything is derech hashkasa, so why did the Rambam write derech hashkasa when he only wrote Shai Big Dekuna? A little bit shver. He mentioned mil and he specified mil. And then he wrote that other big dekuna, derech hashkasa is like it. That sounds like, well, you don't need derech hashkasa. But the other way is also shver, mehecha teisa to make such a chiluk. It's one pasuk, alei kareya. The Gemara learns that pasuk for a big dekuna, mehecha teisa to make a chiluk and say by me'il, it's dafka when it's derech hashkasa, and dafka when, and the me'il is even when it's not derech hashkasa, and other big adam, dafka when it's derech hashkasa. So mecheshes has another mahalak which helps out this. It's a chiluk alf simon days. Then he says, Derech Hashkasa doesn't mean that your kavana is to destroy it. That's not the pshan in Derech Hashkasa. Derech Hashkasa means that we need that the beged should become pasul. You only chayiv if the beged becomes pasul. That's what that means by Derech Hashkasa. So the Rambam by Me'il says by Kriyas Piyam Il, because the Piyam Il is necessary for the beged. Safiyil Aviv Saviv is a tanai in the beged. So Me'il, if you kareya the Piyam Il, so you don't have a mil. It's a pasul and a mil. So that's why the Rambam just wrote PML. Mashang and other begadim, if you just make a rip along the hem of the beged or whatever it is, that might not be enough. There has to be this mstam shear for the ripping to make it called the beged karua, and that it's pasul. Mekaram absulim, the Gemara says in Zvachim Yilches, the Rambam brings it down, a mstam and a sam shear. So all the Rambam meant by derech hashchasa means is that it's enough to destroy the beged. By the me'il, the PML is already enough to destroy the beged. You don't have a PML, the PML is ripped, so that becomes a beged. It's missing the safiyil, the piv, safiv, ma'isayrig, kefi sacher lo yikareya. We're saying in other begadim, you need derech hashkasa, meaning you need it to become a beged. That's the machash, is the mahalach. So that would be good, that there's no real chil, no intrinsic chil to me'il in other begadim, because of both the seida davar is, when it becomes eis beged, that's when you're over. But the Rambam does make the chilek, the me'il, he just says, because any type of kriya and pil and me'il destroys the beged. And on the other beged, he writes eis derech hashkasa, meaning, but eifin that the beged is destroyed, so me'ila, the halach is the same as by the me'il. Now, the Eked Rasha, the Gemara brings the kasha of Racha Be'akiv, had he no lo yikara means that you're not allowed to live, not to rip it, dum achakam achman nevele safa kechel anikra, maybe make a safa that's very strong that it won't rip, in order that it shouldn't rip. So Gemara says, miksiv shelo yikareya, it says lo yikareya, it's mashma is an issa to rip it. Now it's interesting, Rashi and Chumash brings on the pasuk lo yikareya, brings kadesh lo yikareya, mamish like that, and then he says, bakare eva balav. So the Biskarav in the Savan, the Risk Ravan stencil on the Torah, says that Rashi holds there's two pshatim to the Pasuk. Pasuk means both things. The Pasuk Sai means Shaloi Kareh, mean Kadesh Shaloi Kareh, I guess that's Pshuta Shalmikra. And also, since it didn't say Kadesh Shaloi Kareh, it's Shaloi Kareh, that smashman also is alive. This is the Targum Ungalis, also says Shaloi Yizvazim. Shaloi Yizvazim, and that it shouldn't rip. Not that you're not allowed to rip it. But the Rav wanted to know, the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you know there's alive? Maybe all it means is that it shouldn't rip. And the Gemara says, otherwise it would have said Kadesh Leikareh. But how does Rashi and the Unkelis know that it means Kadesh Leikareh? Maybe the whole Pasuk only means Alav. How do you know it also means Kadesh Leikareh? Once you mask and the Pasuk means Alav, So how do you know to also darish and kadesh lekumeh? So he said, that if all it meant was a lamb, so how would it say it over Parshas Pekudei? Bishlam, when Moshe Rabbeinu is getting the tzivui from Hashem to make the chayish, and he gets another tzivui, that you're not allowed to rip it. But what's the pshat? It says they did the tzivui, and it says they made a safal apiv, a safal kafi sachar lo yikareya, that has to mean that it shouldn't rip. And the ikrus was a chayishin, that they did it ba'ayfin, and v'layizach a chayish mal'ayfin, that has to mean today that it shouldn't, yizizach a chayish mal'ayfin. So merely you see it means both these two things. Now in the mezizach a chayish mal'ayfin, in that shtickle also, the Rambam says very similar. The Rambam Menachos Klei Mikdash, Perek Tes, Aloch Yud says, someone who removes the chayshim from the eifin and breaks their chibur, derech kilkol leike. So he says you need derech kilkol. Now it doesn't mention that it's b'shas aveda. A lot of Bishayna mentions b'shas aveda. The Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Kuf says, mefarech chibur and b'shas aveda leike alav zed. The Smag, Mitzvah Reish Tarek Tes says, shal yifarech chayshim al eifin b'shas aveda. The Rambam didn't say anything b'shas aveda. The Rambam says derech kilkol. Now the Minchas Chinuch has the kasha and the Chinuch and the Smag. The Gemara Makis Daf Chavezim and Aleph says the very interesting Gemara. It's a Yesh Chayrish Tal Mecha V'Chayim Shemshmein Alavin. The Gemara has a case where someone plows one furrow and he's chayim eight lavin because it's a Shar Nechamar together and because they're Mekdoshim and because it's in a base of Tumin. He's a Kayin and he's a Nazir. It's on Yom Tov. And he's doing Klayim Bekarim. He managed to have eight lavin for plowing one thing. So Mar said, why don't we say more? Why don't we say the case that while he was plowing it, Mar said a few different lavin. One of them is, he was Mazir v'chayishim ala eifayt. The other one also was, he was Mesa v'adei arin. Mamish like it says here. So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to know, it's not b'shas aveda, he's plowing a field. So you see clearly, eifayt alam v'zir mal chayishim, not b'shas aveda. So I saw in the Derech Chachma from Chaim Knievsky, that he wants to answer the kasha that the shas aveda the Rishonim is saying don't dafka mean that he's actually doing aveda. It means he's wearing a letzerech aveda. He's wearing a letzerech aveda. So they also could be talking about his chayrish to tell him that the Kohen Gadol was putting on his chayrish and his eifah letzerech aveda in this talim, I guess close to the Beis HaTumah, and the person being chayrish was being mezichet while he was being chayrish this. Now the Iraim in Mitzvah Shin Yud Zayin, he says like this. He says that the only issur is when the Kayin's wearing it. That's what he says. He doesn't say B'shas Aveda. He says when the Kayin's wearing it. Again, the Rambam just says, he doesn't say anything. He says, the Smag and the Chinuch are the ones that say Derech Aveda. The Urayim, he says it's when the Kayin's wearing it. And he says Araya. He says, because the Parshat Shan, the Parshat V'yukus is a Chayishim Mitab Eisav, El Tamas Eivim Sil Techelus, that was on the bottom. On the bottom of the Chayishim, to do it to the Kisvei Seifai, Mimal Chayishim Ve'eifai, to attach the Yukusu, to attach the Tabayis of the Chayishim to the Bayis Eivim Sil Techelus on the bottom. He said then, when he took it off, obviously he untied that Sil Techelus. And they tied it to Yerim, he says Parshat to him, I guess. So it's impossible to put them on and take them off when they're mechuber. So clearly, the issur is while he's wearing them. Now, I think the vart is like this. The Urayim, I think in the Smag and the Chinuch, all mean the same thing. That what is the issur according to the Urayim in the Smag and the Chinuch? Le'izach ha'chayishim ala eifin is a way, when you're wearing it, you have to wear it ba'eifin, that the chayishim is attached to the eifin. It's a din in the Levisha. They say b'shas aveda. It's like we said, Chaim Knievsky is saying, it's not dafka b'shas aveda, that was right from the Gemara Makis. It means k'day to do the aveda. But he's wearing it officially to wear the big dekuna, and the way you wear the big dekuna is to have the chayshin attached to the avid, and if you wear it in a different way, then you like it. See, the Ritva and Makis dafka of Beis, I think it was bothering him, the kasha, what does the mezich chayshin have to do with the charisha? It has to be, how is it done on the day of the charisha? So he says, the pshat is that during the charisha, he's wearing the chayshin, and he's charishba, so Melis Eivle Yizach the whole time of the charisha. And he says, it goes like the Tana over there, the Tana wanted to add in that he's wearing shatnas. So what in here? He's wearing a chayshin that's muzach ma'ala eifai. That's how I'm learning what he's saying. Now, so he's also, the issue is, a levishas begadim shalei kedin, that's the issue. But the Dvar also is pretty clear. The Levisha doesn't have to be Vishas Aveda. It's not even Mashmah that Dvar Levisha was the Tzarech Aveda. It was the Levisha. The Taifas who aim on the Yireim says that he thinks the Bishas Aveda of the Chinuch and the Smag is the same thing as Bishas Levisha of the Yireim. But I think the Rambam had a different Mahalach, because the Rambam says Derech Kilkul. And the Rambam doesn't say anything, it's Bishas Levisha or Bishas Aveda. I think the Vart is, he held that the Chesh and the Eifin have to be together at all times, even not Bishas Levisha, that's the Din. And you want to be Makalkul that, that's the Isim Zir Chesh Mal Eifin. I saw in the Grach HaLashas, he says Mamish the same thing, he says, and the Rambam learns it's the same din as Kriya. Just like this din of Bin, they can't be Kriya, the big day Kuna. You also can't be Mizir HaChayish Nal Eifer. The Mice is two different begotten, so it's not called the Kriya's big day Kuna. But it's also, you're taking away, they're supposed to be Mechuba together, and you're pulling them apart, and that's like a Kriya of the begotten, just like the Kriya has to be Derech HaShchasa. So here also, the Mizir HaChayish Nal Eifer has to be Derech Kilkul. Now you're trying to be Mechalkul the Tzura. As Eidem Hashmayis in the Rambam. So you have the Chinuch, the Smag that says Derech Aveda, which is very similar to the Reim and to the Ritva that learns it's Peshas Levisha, and that's the Peshad is, it's the Tzur of the Levisha has to be with the Chayshin Ala Eifin. But the Rambam also knows, the Chayshin always has to be together with the Eifin, and if you separate them, like Reb Chaim explains, it's like a Kriyas Begadim, that you Chayiv if you do it Derech Kolkol. Now there is a Shtikl Shmuz in the Rishaynim. The Ritva here says that we pask in this way, that all these alive in Gemurim, and that's what it says, Behedya Bergen Leikin, Ushalaik Yedivah Rambam Zal. As I state the Ritva here, and in Makis also the Ritva says, Agav Urchin Shalom Mishmuseinu, Shazirach HaChayish Leishu, Lashin Lavah Zarehim, V'loi Lashin Yisnius Tam Levad, Kamei Shekasav Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Shalai. So, the Ritva is saying, there's a Machlokes here. The Rambam says that these Lavin are not Lavin, they're not Lavin Gemurin, and they're not a Lashin Azara, they're just a Lashin Nesinus Tam, but the Gemara is before and not that way. So, on the old Ritva, the old Fusad Ritva, in Yuma, there's a Haggah called Chaim Medaber, written by some Chacham, apparently with the name of Chaim, that says, what do you mean, not like the Rambam? The Rambam brings these. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah, brings these Lavin. He says all three of them. He has a mitzvah of Layizach HaChayishim Al Eifin, a mitzvah of Layikurei, a mitzvah of Layisurim Menu. The Rambam Yad also brings them all. He brings all these Lavin. What do you mean, Shalei Karamam? The Rambam Mamish passes like this Gemara. And he says, look in the Asagas HaRamban and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah Sherish Hei. Which I think he means when he says that like this, that the Rambam in Sherish Chamishis has what's Sherish Chamishi? Anyway, Limnus Tam Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Neatzma. He can't count the reason of a mitzvah as a separate mitzvah. So now the things that's bothering him about the Bahag's minion was the mashal. It says, Liuchel Baal Arisha Shulchel Ashtel V'kachta Liuslai Liishach Reisha Tumo, and then it says, Leisachti Ha'aretz. Hazak the Rambam, you can't count Leisachti Ha'aretz, because the Pshan in the Pasuk is, if you do that, it's going to be Sachti Ha'aretz. So now Leisachti is not a lav, it's just explaining why you can't do the that's a Tama mitzvah, why you can't do the Ma'as V'Rishasai. Also the lav, V'techals Bichol Hazleis Levoisizne Ha'aretz. It means, because if you're going to be Mechal's Bichol HaZeis, it's going to be Tiznaritz, and it means other Pesachim also like that. Now, Leisach HaKayv and Leifsech Leisatam Me'aretz. But the Ramban in the Asagis, which is the Chaim Adar quoting, says, no, a lot of times Chazal Darshan, that these are Lavin. And it means a lot of different Drashas Chazal, that either Darshan separate Lavin for them, or Darshan to be Marba, other things in the Lav. And he brings this also. He says, and the Ram himself is mine of them. So I think maybe the Ritva means is that you see from this Gemara, not like the Rambam Sherish Chamishi. You see, when the Pasuk says a loy after a lav, it's not an Asinus Tam, it's a lav. Like the Ramban Taimis. Now the Magia, the Chayim Medaber, says that the Bahag counted Loyizach and Loyasir, which is this. The next name, Amr Ablazim, Zir Chayish Ma'efim, Mesa Bad the Aron Leika, and the Bahag counts it, but he doesn't count Lo Yikareya. He doesn't count Lo Yikareya. He's not sure why, but he says maybe because the Gemara in Makkah said, Ask the Kasha, V'lichshav Nami, Lo Yizah Chayish Ma'efim, V'lichshav Nami, Mesa Bad the Aron, and it doesn't ask, V'lichshav Nami, Hakareya Mil. Sounds like the Gemara in Makkah held of this name, Mazir Chayish Ma'efim, and Mesa Bad the Aron, but didn't hold the Vlayi Kareya. Yeah, now listen, you see, Rav Michal Fishel Perlau, in his beer in the Sefer Mitzvah of Rav Sadi Gayin, He says, Ipsanigain, not like any other domain of mitzvahs, Ipsanigain is unique in this, he doesn't count any one of the three. He doesn't count any one of the three mitzvahs. He doesn't count Le'izach, he doesn't count Le'ikarei, he doesn't count Le'isurim. He must have had, he discusses it, he must have had a sugi chalakas from the sugi. He says, maybe the end of the sugi gufa, and the Gemara brings a stira, b'taba sarin yiwa arayin, and then it says also, v'huvas bana b'taba is a case of misparakim v'lein nishmatim, also sound like the Gemara learned, but the Bais Adam Yiwa Arain mean Laisurim, and it means put in an Eifin that you can't take it out. You can't take it out, but you could move it around. He also brings the Gemara in Kedushin, Laikach Vlayichal, that Rabbi says, Laikach, Amanav is in Laikach Vlayichal, that the reason for Laikach is Kedesh Vlayichal. So that might be a steer in the Sagi. Al-Kabanav is in the Riches about it. But besides Rav Sandy Guy and all the main emissions, count them except we said, the Bahag doesn't count Laikareya. But all the rest of the main mitzvahs count all three lavin as lavin gemurim.